Maseches Peah, Per Gimel, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah comes to answer the question about what happens if a field or a tree is owned by multiple people, let's say two partners. Is one Peah or two Peah left? Again, we're assuming here that the field is contiguous, it has one type of produce, etc. So to understand this Mishnah, one has to understand that when it comes to Shutfus, partnership in Jewish law, the basic notion is that both partners own the entire thing that's owned, in this case a field. So both own the whole field together, as opposed to each owning half the field. Let me explain. So in modern terms, let's say, for example, there's a duplex building and two of us are partners in that building. So the way it would probably work is that the building is owned by an LLC and each of us have a 50% membership interest in the LLC. And then let's say, for example, that the bottom floor is $1,000 in rent and the top floor collects $2,000 in rent. So then we'll collect a total of $3,000 in rent that will go to the LLC, which we own in partnership. And then we'll divide it between the two of us, each of us getting $1,500. There is, of course, another way that we could own the building together. And that is that, for argument's sake, I own the bottom floor and you own the top floor, or rights to the top and bottom floor. And then if the rent is $1,000 for the bottom floor and $2,000 for the top floor, then I would get $1,000 because I own the bottom floor and you own independently the top floor, you get $2,000. So that's not a partnership. That's just owning the building and dividing it in half, me having part and you having part. So the Mishnah here says, Ha'achin shechalku, if two brothers had a field together, let's say they inherited a field from their father, and then they divide it. Let's say, for example, one brother gets the north half and one brother takes the southern half of the field, then no sin shnei peos. Even though the field is contiguous, there's no divider between the north and south, and it's a single species and it was planted by the same person, since when it comes to harvesting, that's when the obligation of peah kicks in. I own one half and you own another half, or the two brothers own two separate halves of this field, they'll leave two separate peahs. Chazur v'nishtatfu, if they then return to becoming shutfin, partners in the field, that is to say, they both own the whole field together, then since it's co-owned, nosen peah achas, a single peah will suffice for the field. Shnaim shalakhu esa ilan, if two people purchase a tree together, so then nosen peah achas, since they owe the tree together, it's like owning the duplex together, they'll leave a single peah on the whole tree. But if, for argument's sake, laka ze tzafono vaze dromo, if one person says, I want the rights to the northern half of the tree and the fruit it produces, and the other one says, I'll get the fruit that is produced on the southern half of the tree. That's kind of like me taking the basement, the bottom floor of the duplex, and you taking the upper floor. So then, since we have two separate owners on this tree, one for the north, one for the south, then zenos and peah atmo, then the owner of the north leaves peah on his northern half of the tree, the single tree, vizenos and peah atmo, and this person who owns the southern half the tree will leave a separate peah on his southern half of the tree, even though it's a single tree, two peahs, since there are two separate owners. New case in the Mishnah now. This case the Mishnah is where there's a person who owns a field full of trees, and he sells individual trees, but not the land between them, to a purchaser. So, hamocher kilche ilan betoch sadeo. If a person sells the stalks of trees within his field, so then the purchaser now is intending to essentially uproot these individual trees and, let's say, and re-transplant them in his orchard elsewhere. But before he transplants them, let's say he wants to harvest the fruit that are now on the tree. So the question is, will he leave one peah on his trees or a separate peah on each individual tree? Now, since he doesn't own the land between the trees, there's nothing to unite them. Therefore, he has like separate, as if separate fields, separate islands of ownership. And therefore, nosen peah mikol echad ve'echad. Each and every tree needs a separate peah left on it because there's nothing that unites them to be a single orchard. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. Rabbi Yehuda says, when does this apply? This Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai phrase shows up a number of times throughout Shas, and the Gemara speaks out that what Rabbi Yehuda is doing in all those cases is not arguing, but rather defining the case, clarifying the parameters of the case. So here, Rabbi Yehuda says, when does it apply that the purchaser of individual trees within a field leaves a peah for each and every tree? That's Bizman Shlo Shir Bal HaSadeh. That's when the owner of the field doesn't retain any of the field trees for himself. He's selling all the trees. And therefore, he has nothing to do with it. Aval im shir bal hasadeh, if the owner of the field retains some trees for himself, and the truth is, as the bartender speaks out, it must be that he started harvesting the fruit on the trees in his field, and therefore automatically all the trees are a package deal, and there'll be a single pail left on all those. So then, hu nosin pail akol, he, the owner of the field, will leave pail on the entire field, meaning for argument's sake, if there are 60 trees, he'll leave one tree worth of pail, even though some of the 60 trees individually are being sold to this other person. Since this other person came late to the party, meaning after the harvest began, so then the pay has been unified over the entire area that's being harvested, and therefore the Baal Hasadeh, the owner of the entire field, is responsible for leaving payah. But again, if the harvest hadn't started yet, and then this person came and he wanted to buy individual trees for transplantation into his backyard, so then he would, if he harvests those trees prior to transplanting them, he would need to leave a separate payah on each and every tree.